The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of the Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us. It's a beautiful Sunday, the first one in this month. Appreciating the good weather we're having up here in Canada. We're broadcasting to you from Ontario, Canada. Thank you for listening from all around the world. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness and to wake you up to your full potential, for you to realize there's more to you than you're aware of. Wake up, everybody, and live the life that you're supposed to live. Wake up and tap into spirituality and connect yourself to nature so you could be guided. Into the direction that you're supposed to be following. Wake up, come to a higher level of consciousness, know thyself, become realized, connect yourself to nature, be a part of that great wave, be a part of all that there exists, be a part of everything. Learn that you're limitless. Learn that you are the driver, you're in control. You shouldn't be taking instructions from anyone else. Tap yourself into spirituality. Connect to it. Be guided instinctively. Get your dreams. Find your purpose. Take the direction you're supposed to be taken. Have your instructions given to you the way they're meant to be. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for joining. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to my old-time listeners, and thank you for all the support. Welcome to the new listeners from wherever you are all around the world. Welcome home. I want to mention right off the top, there's a couple of things we want to tap on, but one of the first things I want to mention is that the real healthcare, the only real healthcare is self-care. So you're going to have to do that for yourself and also realize that no one is responsible for you. You are your own boss. You take care of yourself. Don't rely on somebody else to do your job for you. You need to step up and handle your responsibility. And part of it involves, a great part of it involves, taking care of you. That's what I needed to say right off the jump. No one's responsible for you, folks. You are responsible for yourself. Healthcare, the real healthcare, is actually self-care. And if you're doing it properly, it will reward you in the long run. You have an opportunity to learn how to take care of your greatest asset. And you won't know that until you lose that ability or the desire to care for yourself. So let's take care of number one. That's you. There's a story I want to talk about. It's a Scorpio and a turtle. And this is a interesting story. And I've heard it many, many years ago. And I've heard it a few times in different told differently. But the Scorpio and the turtle were friends, and they hung out and they did things together all the time. And they had to cross a river occasionally. And because the scorpion couldn't swim, the turtle says, "I'll carry you over the river on my back." And they agreed, and it was worked out, and it was nice. The first trip across, the scorpion climbed on the turtle's back, and as he's swimming across the river, the scorpion bit him. And he said, "Ouch." And, you know, obviously says, "What are you doing? What's that all about? Yeah, don't be doing that anymore." And on the journey back, the scorpion had promised not to do it. He'll never do it again, blah, blah, blah. And on the journey back, the scorpion got on the turtle's back. And as he's swimming across the river, the scorpion bit him again. And same thing happened. The turtle is freaking out. He goes, "You can't keep doing this. It's not working for me. You better stop. And if you don't stop, one of these days, I'm just going to dive and you're going to be on your own. I'm sorry, I can't handle this." And the scorpion, of course, apologized and promised not to do it anymore. And like the scorpion, the next journey across, scorpion climbs on the turtle's back. And as the turtle starts to swim across the river, the scorpion bit him again. And the turtle went, promised, true to his words, dove down under the water. And of course, he drowned the scorpion and carried on his journey because he couldn't handle doing that all the time. And that was the end of the story. The moral of the story is the scorpion kind of just used to being a scorpion and he can't help himself. That's how it is. So the turtle's wondering, he is that way. Why did I allow him to take advantage? He was being himself. So all of this is going to tie into what we want to talk about today. And it's about how you see yourself, where you stand today with what you are and how you were raised, how you were introduced to the society. Was it by love? Was it by hate? Or was it a good family? Was it a bad family? Was there a lot of loving in the family, encouragement and support? Or was there any of that, a lack of that? And you grow up to who you are today. The big question is, how are you sitting with it today? And that's what we want to talk about a little bit. So we're not going to talk about much about COVID because everybody seems to understand what's going on. We get it. We're not happy with it. We're kind of stuck with the situation that we're in. And we're making the best of it. The weather's warming up for us, getting better. We're spending more time outside. And of course, I encourage you anywhere you are in the world, if you can, get out and do some exercise. Go for a walk. Practice your yoga. Eat right. Eat proper. Rest proper. And do a lot of drinking. Water. I have to say that. Water. Do a lot of water in your system. So that's how we are. And we're going to move right past COVID and we're going to go into how are you sitting with the conditions in which you were raised? Are you hating? Are you loving? Are you upset with somebody because you felt that they didn't give you the proper upbringing? Or they were harsh on you? Or maybe too easy on you, which I find just as damaging. You know, were they laid back? Are you carrying around this animosity today because of your parents, thinking your parents didn't do what they were supposed to do or guide you the way they were supposed to guide you or encourage you when they were supposed to encourage you and, you know, give you a better, so you believe, a better start in life? Are you sitting with that today? Are you carrying that load on your head? Or are you the one doing it to your children? Are you the deliverer of all the negative things to your children? Are you giving them the bad news and telling them they can't do that, they can't do this, maybe they're not very bright, maybe they're not very attractive, maybe they're too big or too small? Are you the doer? So the question is, how are you sitting with it today? So we look back as to where all that is coming from. Where is that coming from? What makes you want to get up in the morning and insult your kids? Or be mad at your boss, or hate the neighbors, or hate in general? Where is it coming from? Is it passing down through the line? Is it coming from the ancestors? And are you mad at the people who delivered that information to you? Or do you understand that they've only done it because that's the best that they know? Because I want to say I don't believe it was done purposely. I believe it was done simply because they're doing their best and they were trained at that point of their life. That's how it was designed. So are they doing the best? Did they do the best? Do you believe in your heart that it was done purposely to you? Or can you get past that threshold and look back to realize that the information, however you were treated, whatever you were told, whatever society handed to you, however the neighbors saw you, are you able to get to the point where you realize that delivering of that information is coming from a person or a people or a society that just is acting based on the information that they know? They're just being themselves. I could tell you personal stories, many of them, but is that person being angry and being mean towards you on their own will, or are they getting that information from their parents and their parents and their parents, or boss, or teachers, or leaders, or siblings? Wherever that ill will comes towards you, are you able to look at it and say, maybe it's just being filtered through that body into me right now? What do I do with that information? Can that person change? Does that person want to change? Or does that person even realize there's a situation that needs to be discussed about changing? Maybe not, because they are themselves. If we talk about our mothers, our fathers, our teachers, our elders, they're giving you the information based on what they know and how they were raised. So hearing all this, you have a job to do to see what you're passing on to your children, to your friends, to your neighbors, to everybody around you. You have that ability to now take a good look at it and realize that though that person might have been very negative, mean, harsh to me, where did that information come from? Did they come here with that? Did they come with that big broomstick and started beating you as soon as they had the opportunity? Or did they develop that hate or lack of self-worth for themselves as they grew through life, and now their responsibility is to pass it on to you? Where do you sit with that today? Are you able to forgive that person, to forgive that society, to forgive the siblings or anybody around you who's causing you the ill will? Are you able to realize that they probably don't know any better? When your baby spill ink on your carpet, you really can't just shoot them for that. They just don't know any better. Are you able to forgive that person simply because they're doing their best, because they don't know any better? Where do you sit with that? How is that working for you today? Are you the giver or the receiver? Maybe you're both. You're just passing it on, like a speaker passing on information. Where do you sit with that today? Do you believe that Scorpion knew in his mind what he was doing was bad? And could he control himself? Is he able to change that about him? And we want to talk about that. Are we able to change the thing that makes us who we are? This is why I tell you to wake up. Wake up. Open your eyes. Become your true person. Wake up. Are you able to change the way you are? As we know it, life is very short. And the time, the clock is ticking right away all the time. When you're asleep, when you're awake, it is still going. You're getting older. We're getting up there in years. Do you want to make a change? Do you even acknowledge there's something ill will about you that may require change? Because I think the first step would be acknowledging. The first step has to be realizing there's something that needs to be adjusted. And if you live by yourself somewhere, you're not hurting nobody, probably you don't need to. But why are you doing that? Why are you living like a hermit in the bush? What are you hiding from? So are you willing to make that change at any time in your life? Acknowledging it would be the very first step. Because if you don't think something needs to be changed, then of course you're not going to put in any effort to adjust. So the first would be to acknowledge it. And then you accept it as the second. Just accept it. It is what it is. I am this way because I was raised this way, or maybe I was an ass in the past, a bully or something. I want to change that now. I want to make that change. Can we make that change? Can we turn that switch on to make that change within ourselves? We want to talk about that. Have we got any
emails? We have just two. Audrey wrote in and says, love the turtle and scorpion story. She wrote in at the beginning and says, I can't wait to see where this goes. Well, you're hearing it right now. So thank you, Audrey. And Frank writes in, the only thing he says is hello from Flagstaff, Arizona. New listener to you this morning, and that's from Frank. And thank you, Frank. And if you're just tuning in, folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. Write us if you have a comment, a question for Barrington. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Thank you. Okay, well, Frank, thank you very much for joining in, jumping on the wagon here. I appreciate it. I always love getting new listeners, as I appreciate the ones that I do have already. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. Audrey and the story of the scorpion. Every once in a while, I tell a story, and I used to, I'm trying to get people to be able to relate to it, and I usually try to tie it into the topic that we're talking about. And what we're talking about today, obviously, is can you think that scorpion can change his ways? Not stop being a scorpion, but can you stop, you know, I guess I just answered the question. Do you think that scorpion can change? Because that's what makes him him, right? So, but thank you again for that. And that's where the story went. And we're talking today again about the ability to change. And do we want to change, or do we even think there's something that needs to be changed? So the idea behind it is how we were raised. If you were raised to hate, you will. If you were raised to love, you're doing it. If you were hate to distrust, not, you know, all this thing that was given to us as a child, because all of it was given. We came in as an empty cup. Pure water, fresh, and then we add to it what we want as we journey through life. Some will choose to add vodka, I guess, and others may just add some orange juice and you know, make whatever you want with it. But where you stand today is a direct result of how you were raised and how you were trained and how you were built and how you were brought here and the information that was given to you. Were you raised in this organization? Were you raised in that organization? Were you raised in this culture? Were you raised in, you know, whichever the situation was that was given to you as a child? Well, you're dealing with that today. If you didn't have any guidance or any teaching or anything of structure for you to lean on growing up, then you might be in a very unique place. But all of us, most of us were sort of nudged or pulled or yanked in a certain direction as to what we should believe and how we should act. But it isn't that's not the way, because instinctively we should be connected to nature. And if you are, then it will take care of all that there is that guides you to where you should go until you've become old enough or understanding enough to know how to govern yourself accordingly. Everything that exists on this planet has a driver, a leader, you know, to take you there, including yourself or the higher self that you are. You are that driver to yourself, and it's not permissible that you give somebody else that upper hand to lead you or guide you or teach you tell you how to do it, how to live, because more than likely they're doing it in their favor. Your instructions are for you. This is why we speak all the time about connecting yourself to the spiritual guides, connecting yourself to what was intended by nature. Last week, we talked a bit about how to get rid of the negative energy from yourself, the buildup, the frustration, and methods that other people use. Mine was to go walking. I go for a walk. I go to walk through the forest. I love it. I come back rejuvenated. And there's many different methods to get rid of that negative energy. So are you able to change the way you are today if you can acknowledge there's some changes that's required? Are you able to make that change? Are you willing to make that change? If you're born in hate, that's all you know and everything you do. Not born in hate, by the way. If you're raised in hate, you will be guided by that entity, that source. And all you will do is hate or grudge or envy. Or if you were raised with insufficient amount of love for yourself, nobody embraced you. Nobody told you you're beautiful, you're special. No one encouraged you. No one built you up. Nobody gave you the props or the high five or the Yahoo, where to go. Then you're probably in a very unique place. And you may feel inefficient for you. And we talk about self-love, and this is our topic today, about loving yourself. And are you able to take a look at how you are, where you stand today, change that about you, and find the common denominator in you, which is the love, and live accordingly. Let it blossom. Let it bloom. It takes over. It runs. And it's now your driver. As opposed to something, someone, some entity guiding you, you become the guide for yourself. This is where we talk about connecting to your spirituality, connecting to your higher self, connecting to nature, where you become the driver of you, the leader, the forerunner, Are you living a life today where you feel animosity about anything? And you can tie it into where you were raised, how you were raised. Are you able to get rid of that? Are you able to carry that off, put it off to the side? Can you forgive? I said earlier, you have to acknowledge it first. And the first step is you accept it for what it is. And those two are huge. I say them fast, but they're huge. Accepting it for what it is. Because now it's about change within yourself without blame of anyone. And that's hard to do. Because we all want someone to answer for our shortcoming. We all want someone to answer or step up or take responsibility for the things that we didn't accomplish. It's your fault I didn't get there. You didn't encourage me. You didn't push me. You didn't do all these things. We want somebody to pay for it. We want a pound of flesh. But that's not the case. You accept it for what it is. It is what it is. The time is the time. You're at that age. Here's where you move forward to getting rid of all that animosity. Then you have to forgive. You have to forgive the oppressor, the bully, the one who's you believe has caused you not to advance or not to excel or not to be employed or not to live in this neighborhood. You sort of have to forgive them because it goes back to what I was saying earlier about this is them acting on the information that they know. And you can't just snap your finger and expect them to turn around and see it your way because they were breaded that way as you are breaded the way you are. So it's not a matter of snapping your finger. And by the way, when you're trying to get someone to see things through your eyes, it's just a matter of trying to get them to be you. And they can't. Like a snowflake. They're completely different. They represent the same thing, but they're the same. They're completely different. So human beings are the very same. Though we look alike, we may sound alike, we may act alike, but we're very, very different within ourselves. And me trying to convince you to be more like me is selfish on my part. Because there's only one of me, so there's only one of you. And my journey is my journey, and I shouldn't be trying to tell you to straighten up, fly right, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, because this is an act of selfishness, and I'm trying to convince you to be more like me, as opposed to getting the lesson that you're teaching me. And I'm thankful that I'm not that person, but I'm appreciating who I am and not trying to change you from the activities that you do in your everyday. I don't think that a turtle is going to be changing the scorpion, or at least try to change a scorpion. And I know the scorpion probably don't want anything to do with the turtle, but they're friends and they hang out. So now they have to come to an understanding that there's always going to be a gap of some sort between the two. So don't try to bring anybody into your camp to let them be like you. You're robbing the rest of the world, and what you're doing is very selfish. You need to stop it. Have we got anything else there, Mr. Gary?
Well, we have Larry. Larry wrote in. He says, I loved your analogy regarding vodka and orange juice. That's something that I'm going to use. So that's Larry. Very good, Larry. Thank you very much. Roxanne wrote in. She says, I started doing some walking to help not only with my body physically, but my mental stress as well. However, some people say I should not be listening to music or motivational tapes, which I do. What do you recommend? Nothing? Just looking at nature or listening to something? And that's from Roxanne.
Okay, Roxanne, I have heard the same thing. Don't listen to music or motivational tapes or whatever. Concentrate, listen to nature and connect yourself to all that's better. My personal opinion, when I do go for my long walks, no, I don't listen to anything. I actually try to hear all that I can and as far as I can and hear the water running or the birds chirping. That's me. I don't see the crime in anything that's going to give you the pep, the upstep, the bounce, the beat, whatever the good mood is. So you try both. See what makes you feel best when you come home. And if it's the same, keep doing both of them. So the listening to the music, I have heard that. And I've also heard be raw. My opinion, for me, I go out, I just listen to what's around me. However, when I'm walking in a congested area, if I go walking through the city, which I do sometimes, I tend to put on low tone music just to block out some of the white noise, the distortion, the cars and everything else, just so I could get that hum going on in my head, just enough, not too loud. My opinion, and that's what you're asking. Yeah, I don't if you don't need to, you might not want to. But if you're enjoying it, do it, because that's what life is all about. Don't hurt nobody in the process. I hope I explained that to you properly. Larry, that's kind of funny, because, yeah, the orange juice and the vodka, some put coffee, some put tea. But we all start, the point is, we all start at the very same place. You know, and if that, this, let's assume that place is in a bar, chances are you're going to add some alcohol to your cup. But if it's out in the fields, you might be adding some natural flavors to it. Or if you're in the rain, maybe just more water. Or, you know, whatever it is, the analogy goes as we start the same, where we end up is just an influence that was given to us by our society, by our teachers, the leaders, whoever they may be, our parents. But we all start at the same time. So if you chisel it down, Larry, if you were to remove the vodka from the water, it'll be the same water as when I remove the orange juice from my water. You understand? So the source is the same. All that there is, the creator, the guide, the higher, everything is comparable to the ocean. We all wake up in the morning, get a cup, and went down there and scoop up a cup of pureness without influence, without judgment, you know, just pureness, that cup of water. And then as we journey through the day, yeah, we start adding things to it. The vodka, according to Larry, or the orange juice, or the milk, or the ice cream. I don't know what you're adding to your flavor. I don't know how you were raised. I don't know what you were told, or how you were brought up, or what influences was the guide in your life. However, you have to understand, and I say this all the time, that we're all the same. And take it back to the ocean, where we all got a little scoop of our own in a cup or whatever it is. We got it from the same source. So this makes us the same. And just because Larry add vodka to his, he's not any different than mine. A little bit wobbly, I guess, as you go on through life. I'm making a joke. But as you go through life, and what you add to your cup is what you become. Is it religion? Is it army training? Is it martial arts? Is it passive? Is it bulliness? But the common denominator remains the same. It's still that original cup that we pick up from day one and journey through life. Some people pour a lot of hate in their cup, and some pour a lot of love in their cup. Some play music and some don't. But when you narrow it down and you remove all these influences, you're still back to the same common denominator that makes us the same. Quantum physics talks about that as well. We're all the same at the core. So if we are all the same, why are we fighting each other? Because we're ignorant enough to think the vodka is better than the orange juice? Well, it depends on who you're asking. You know, if you're asking the nuns, they'll go for the vodka. I mean, the orange juice. That's another joke I was making. But my point being is that it's relative to opinion. And so is better and not as good is relative to opinion. If you think it's better, by all means, that's why you're doing it. But it's still only your opinion. It doesn't make it facts or law. It is just your choice. The cup comes out of the water. Same. And we add society changes and lies and truth and all these things to ours as we journey through life. At the bottom of it all, we're all the same. We're all connected. We're all connected. And we're all the same, much like the waters are all connected. And it's all the same. Some a little saltier than the other, but you get the drift. Human beings are the same. We're all connected to the same source. We've come here the same way, and we will leave the same way. No exception. We're all the same. People are all the same. You're connected to each other, so you're all the same. So when you're thinking you're better, that is just your opinion. I've said many times on the show, tell me how you're better. I'd love to know. And I could give you the topic, the idea that you might be a better musician or a better electrician or a better dancer, but does that make you a better person? So when you step into spirituality, one of the first things we ask or we suggest that you do is empty the cup, please. Empty the cup. And come with new ideas. Your cup is way too full with that substance or that attitude or that whateverness. Empty it out. Take some of it out. The way to empty it, and I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. This will allow you to get the cup back to a nice, manageable source, a nice, manageable spot where it's not so, too much vodka in it. you have to sort of allow these things to get you back to the natural sources. When you're back there, connection to your spiritual guide is a lot easier. Connectivity happens, but you have to remove a lot of what you have in that, because probably this is only a probability. Maybe it's not true, or maybe it doesn't serve you, or maybe it's as far left field as you could possibly get. You have to empty the cup before you come to the table to get new ideas and new filling or new something else. If you bring your vodka cup to the table and we pour a lot of orange juice in it, it's going to dilute what you have, but you're going to make a mess in the process. So just empty it out and come with the fresh for a new, brand new start. Allow yourself to step up for a brand new start. I went a long way to explain that, but I like the fact that you understand the analogy of the how we come from the same source by the same method, and we will return to it. And no matter where you take your cup in the world with your water in it, when it's dried out, when it's finished, that water ends up back into the ocean, inevitably. Take it out into the desert and spit on the floor, it's going to end up back into the ocean, inevitably, because it has the ability to transform into different stages to get back home. There we go. Get back home to its original source. Everybody has that ability to get back to its original source. The water will change its form, liquid to solid to gas, and then end up back where it's supposed to end up, back, and it just continue. And I've said this on the show. This is the same as us. We will definitely end up back in the original source, home. Inevitably. You know, they say we're 80% water and 15% not water. Well, it will end up back into the source. Eventually, no matter what happens, it goes back to the original source. So we're on this continual wheel and we're all the same. It's too bad you can't take vodka into heaven, wherever that is, if there's such a place. But it won't happen because it only exists here. And when you leave here to go back into the spiritual world, everything is left here, the physical aspects of it. Maybe a few memories you carry, you go through purgatory, or you go through this rejuvenation process and you end up leaving it there and you go back into a spiritual world where it is all pure and true without malice and judgment or anybody fighting each other and robbing them for their pocket change. This is what we hope, but you cannot take it from here. Much like when you go on your vacation, you see the beach, you see the nice ocean, you see the beautiful sand, and there's no way you could bring that beach home with you. You can in memory, but you can't pick it up and grab one end of it and try to get it into an airplane and bring it back to another part of the world. It just doesn't happen. This is what our visit here is all about. We're just to see it and to observe it and leave it alone because you can't take it back with you. You don't even own it. You're borrowing it. A lot of the experts will tell you, you're just renting it for the time that you're here, like the house. Try bringing that back with you, or the bank account, or the big boat, or the whatever else. You can't do that. So you have to enjoy it when it's here. And this is why I talk a lot about enjoying the now. You're renting everything on this planet. Everybody. You're just borrowing it to get you through this part of the journey. Much like walking in the rain, you use an umbrella. You borrow it from somebody. The rain is over. You give the umbrella back and you continue on your journey. It's just how it is. You can't bring it with you. And we're talking a lot about that today, but it goes right back to what we were saying about the analogies that we use on the show all the time. We want you to be able to relate to it and understand it and be a part of it. And I've said to you, and if you were confused about me saying the more you take, the less you have, this is the truth. And I'm going to explain that one to you because the more you take is the less you're going to have. When you show up with your cup filled with all of you in it, you start taking other ideas or something else from somebody else. You're spilling out more of you. You're losing you. You're giving up on you. You're starting to steal or hurt or hate. Or you're giving up. The more of that you take in, the less of you that will exist. So your pure cup of water has not become vodka or something different because you're bringing in these things to you. So the more you take is the less you have. It means the less of you that exists. So you need to empty out the cup and refill it with more of you. That's my talk. We talk a lot about spirituality. We talk about connection. You're talking to Barrington on realityradio101.com. I have a book. It's called Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It gives you a lot of the information that you need to get you to that spot where you want to be. If you're hearing me, you're searching. And if you're searching, then you understand that something is not right, or accepting what is not supposed to be. If you're thinking that it's not perfect, then you're looking for something new. If you can hear me, you have found it. Everybody, welcome home. This is it. It's our spiritual guide. We talk to connecting you to the ways of nature, connecting you without judgment, and you do the own connection. There's nothing monetary for us to gain over here. We're just telling you the information as to how to get there. If it doesn't work, you get there and you hate it, please turn around and run as fast as you can into the other direction for something else, I guess. But why would you run away from home? It might not be what you thought it was, but the closer you get to the home, the more you appreciating it, and you'll find yourself connecting to it. Awaken and Ascension Guide is the book. It aligns you to your true purpose. It's available to you at Amazon.com, like everything nowadays, Amazon.ca. Please pick it up. It's a good read. You can catch us at the webpage at HEAMI, Barrington Awaken.com. All the good stuff that you desire in life. We talk a lot about our shows. We're now placing them in a regular and we're labeling them. So if you go in there and see today's show, it's talking about love yourself, love for self, self-worth, self-value. The title of the shows today is Love, Self-Love. And if you want to hear more about it or any of the other shows that we've done, it's there for you. Enjoy. Thank you very much. Do we have anything else over there, Gary?
Let's see here. You actually answered Sam's email. He wrote in and wanted to know about your website and book. So you did answer that already. So thank you, Sam, for your inquiry. And let's see here. Philip says, after COVID is over with, do you, Barrington, ever do live talks or seminars? And that's from Philip. And let's see here. Kate writes in and says, I am a new listener from Haliburton, Ontario, enjoying the show. And that's from Kate. And Jesse says, when you talk about giving someone your pocket change as an example, when you see someone on the street who may be homeless or down on their luck and they approach you, or even if they don't approach you, do you ever just out of your heart give them something, some money? Just wondering. That's Jesse. Back to you.
Well, Jesse, that's a touchy one for me, Jesse. I used to always offer, and then I realized that maybe I'm giving them money to buy something that I disagree with, like substances and whatnot. It's hard to, and some of them are just running a professional business. You got to know that too. So it's hard for me to judge, but I now do it. And I do it occasionally when I come off the highway and somebody's standing at the ramp and they're saying, you know, I think it takes a lot of courage. I don't know if they're running a business and they're trying to, you know, they're going to leave that corner and jump into their jet plane and fly off to the mansion. We don't know, but we've seen enough results of that to suggest some people do that. And there are people there who are mentally not well, and they also need the help. So it's been very rough. I go on the feel of that moment because my intent is always wanting to help with the change here and the money I use in my car for my coffees and whatnot. But I go on the feel of that moment. And if I'm feeling to give, I take that as a guide telling me I can do that. If I don't, I just don't see it. I don't acknowledge it. And I just move on. But it's like I said, like if I feel to do it, I do it because I'm taking that as something greater than me, given me that okay to help that person. That's how I do it. And many times, like I said, you don't know if they're running the business, you don't know if they're scamming, or you don't know if they're in need of help. If I'm in a situation to buy them a meal or buy them something to eat instead, I would do that, or coffee. Sometimes somebody will just say, can you buy me a coffee? And yes, by all means, I'm all there for it because I'll watch them drink it and I could do that. When you offer to buy somebody a meal, they'll say no. So now you know the intent was never to get food, right? Or support, or let me send you some groceries and stuff like that. So I do it based on how I feel in that moment. And the minute I let it go from my fingers, it's not mine anymore. So I don't give it any thought at all. I have done the duty, reached in the cup or my pocket, and I've given that change or whatever it may be. And I don't think about it because I've letting it go. But the reason I did all that before that was the fact that I felt I needed to. I felt not that I needed to. I felt the urge to do it. And I tend to think I'm being guided to do it. At least I sleep better when I do it that way. But thank you for that. And that was a very touchy one. And a lot of the times I've been asked that question many times. And how do I address it? Thank you, Kate, for loving the show. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. It's the show that we're trying to do. And stick around. You'll enjoy it. Sometimes we go a little bit deep, very deep sometimes, and discuss a lot of things. But today's an easygoing day. We're just talking about loving yourselves and how you feel about you and what you're willing to do to change if it's not working the way you want it to work. And can you actually make that change within yourself right now? The idea and the answer to that is yes, you will always be able to. As long as you're alive, you'll be able to make that change. But that's based on your desire to want that change. And first, you have to step back and acknowledge that there's something that's there that you think needs to be changed. And your friends won't reflect it in you simply because your friends are like you. The birds of a feather will always flock together. So you all look alike. You look like a duck. You, nothing personal, but you know, you're all in the same sink. So you probably have all the same ideas. Philip, the COVID, and would I do live speaking? Yes, actually, I was setting up to do that before the COVID began. And then, of course, everything got shut down. I would love to go out and meet people and have a speaking engagement anywhere that I could get to. And this is what I will do after COVID, because I'm actually prepping for it right now. So that's a good question. And yes, others have written in before in the past and asked if I'm willing to do an engagement meeting or something. And I was supposed to do book signing as well, but COVID showed up and I took that as, okay, well, maybe I'm not ready. And somebody's saying, hold on, wait, prepare yourself, get a little bit better. When it's over and it's all said and done, I'm going to be doing a lot of speaking engagements. That's the plan. Thank you for asking the question. And I hope I explained it to you properly. So that was a good one. I covered everybody's, Philip and COVID. Yeah, we covered everybody's email. And thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the show. Again, you're listening to the Barrington. You're listening to the Barrington Show on realityradio101.com. Today, we're going all over the board. We're talking about topics. But the bottom line of it is, how is it that you see yourself? How do you deal with what you were given? The stick that you were handed as a child, what are you doing with it? A lemon or maybe a gold spoon? I've heard those before. What are you doing with it? And is it serving you now? If it's not, we're going to go on that side and to say, how do we change it? How do we stop ourselves from being upset with our parents, our siblings, our bosses, our leaders? How do we do that? Well, we hope that they will connect themselves so they can stop oppressing us. But we also have to reflect on the idea that they are doing the best that they know how to do and take it that way. And that's easier for us to deal with. It softens the blow. But as for us, are we willing to turn around and make that change? I was watching a documentary this week, and this gentleman was talking about the fact that he was raised in hate from day one until his death, while he was about to die. And he had no other way. And everything that he did as he got older was realizing that everything that he had done from his little boy days till he got older as an older man was motivated by hate. And at the end of the journey, he realized the hate was more from within. It was how he felt about himself. And then I thought, there's other people out there who will tell another story about the love, but they're in a happier place. And, you know, somebody did ask me a while back, how do you know the difference between the love and the hate? Well, they both, because if you're feeling them, you're living both of them. Is one happier? Are you getting satisfaction from one? I tend to think that the hate side will bring a little bit more harshness, if, you know, animosity, frustration, fear, because something is causing that hate. Something has erected that hate, where love is a natural flow, the current, the water, the flow, everything. So it's more of a natural. So I think you're putting on more effort to create the hate or to live in the hate or to act in the hate as you would in the love. You know, they say about the smiling thing. You know, it takes more effort to frown than it does to smile. So why not smile? So I would think it takes more hate to, it takes more effort to create that hate and live in that hate than it would do as it would in the love, because the love is a natural thing. You're going down the stream. You're going with the flow. You're going with the current. You're on the wave, which is a natural thing, which is all connected to nature's way of life. It is natural to be loved and be in love and to love or to give love. It is natural. If you left these two kids in the bush, they will figure it out. And they won't be calling names and say, my God, you're short, or your hips are getting broad. No, that was all taught. You know what I mean? So they will choose, and they will naturally lead into the path of love that will make them unite, because hate is taught. So if it's been taught to you, you can untrain yourself to act or react about from it. It is a natural thing for you to fall into love. So why not do that? Takes more effort, but you have to have the desire. And that's what we're talking about today, folks. We're saying it over and over again because we want to talk about the love for you, because that's what matters. You go to the gym, you take care of yourself physically. We've talked about it, eating the proper foods, doing all this thing to make yourself awesome, the best machine that's out there. And everybody wants to wave and say hello to you and be in your presence. But are you doing anything to check the mental part, mental aspect of it? Are you tuning up the brain? Are you taking it for a jog? Are you giving it good ideas? Are you doing it, giving it good love? Are you doing great things for it? Are you just letting it sit there? Oh, it's good. You know what? I did that, 40 years ago. I'm good. Well, you know, the same could fall true. If you did one push-up 30 years ago, are you still rejoicing from that? So now you need to spend some time and check out the mental aspect of you and make sure that it's, you know, if you're going to spend time tuning up the body, make sure the mind is good. But I'd also say, though, that if the body is in great shape, there's a good chance that the mind is doing okay because it's getting the proper nutrients and the proper food and the proper rest and everything else. However, the ideas is the screw that throws into the machine that's going to make it go wonky and go all over the place. The monkey wrench in the machine, in the engine. So you have to check that. And that's usually by hate, and that's usually by fear, insecurity, and all these other things. But if you're connected to that guiding force that's going to guide you to your path and take you to the greatness of life, you don't have to worry too much about that, because there's a good chance your cheese won't slip off your crackers while you're doing what is good and what is right and what is natural. The cheese slipping off the crackers is just my weird way of saying losing your mind. Cheese melting off the cracker, I think, is the proper phrase. So you have to check on that. You have to check on it. And the way to do it is to line up yourself in a way that you can get yourself in a good path mentally, in a good path. And by doing that, you have to empty out all the things that could sway you, pull you. Envy, greed, jealous, you know, bullying. So, and check the root, check the common denominator to all of that, and you might see it leads right back to self-love. This going back to self-love. Don't tell anybody how much you love yourself. Just show them. You know, don't walk around with you, you know, like try to show them that way, but you have to just act and do that. I said earlier, a happy person is not going to tell you they're happy. They'll just show you. So when you tap into the love that exists, which is the love for self, for you, you are number one, and not in an egoic way, but in the way that you're acting as the way nature intended it to be. You're supposed to be connected to the great wave. If you're divided from it and you start thinking you're better than that great wave, there's something wrong with you. You just don't know that yet. You cannot be any better because we've all come from it. Every single penny was cut from this piece of copper. Why do you think that penny is worth more value? How's that possible? Every penny has been cut from the same piece of copper and it's worth 1 cent. Why are you thinking that your 1 cent is more valuable? Or dime, or dollar, or quarter, I don't know. Whatever currency is satisfying to you. If it's coming from the same place, you have to assume it's the same. But it would be foolish to think that your penny is better than the next person's penny. Your life could be different. But there's no way for it to be better. It is still coming from the same source, by the same cup, delivered here the same way, and will retreat, go back to its original source the same way. So if you're all the same, who would you give glory to? Yourself. It is yourself. It's the self that's within you. You're the happy person. You do the happy dance for yourself and do what you can to get the self well taken care of, because that's where the love resides. And if you allow that light to go out, the flame to blow out, you're going to regret it. So bring it back. It's never too late. Bring it back to you. Find that love, that joy that you showed up with, that empty cup of love that you had. Spill out some of that bad vodka. Not saying vodka is bad, folks. I'm just saying probably doesn't belong in a cup, maybe a glass. But the point is, spill it out and go back to the original source that we're talking about today. We're talking about self-love, self-worth. Give up on the idea that your parents may have not done right for you, the society, the village, the neighborhood, the town. Doesn't matter, because it was yesterday. And all that matters is right now. Step into that source. Step into that self-love. Find it for you. It's never too late. If you're having a hard time connecting with that guy, you meet him, he's fantastic, or girl, and she's amazing, and then you talk to them for a little bit and they disappear. Do you think it's him or her? Seriously, why don't you check you? Look into yourself. It is something there. That's where communication is best. But in the meantime, find out where you stand today with the information that was given to you today. Find out where you stand with it. Look within. Look within. And if you're starting to blame others, pull back and ask yourself why. Because your penny is more valuable than his or hers or theirs? No, ma'am. No, sir. A penny is a penny all across the board. It is only a penny. And anywhere you slice it is still a penny. So yours has to be the very same as everyone else's. We got a couple of minutes here wrapping it up, folks. We're going to go in and see if we've got any more emails for the last run of it.
And we just have one. Betty wrote in. She said, very interesting when you were talking about the homeless, giving them something. I had a bad experience. I came out of a grocery store one time about a year ago, and I gave the person $5. I sat in the parking lot for a few minutes, and he was collecting food and money from people. About 20 minutes later, he took a walk. He moved from where he was, and he ended up far away in the parking lot, and he got into a luxury car. It was total fraud. And that's from Betty. Thank you, Betty, for that. And that's it.
Betty, you know what? I've not experienced that personally where I see this, but yeah, that's quite common. Like I said, a lot of these people are running a business where they figure it's easy to go into the parking lot, the grocery store, and pick on your kindness. And you have them take advantage of you where there's a real person out there who's in dire needs of that same $5, and he just cheated them as well. Cheated you and cheated them. But you know what? There's nothing we can do about that. And I'm not saying don't give anymore. And be cautious, because you can't really figure it out. No, none of us can, because the scammers will come up with a new method. The sheep will always find the wolf will always find a new line of sheep's clothing to wear to protect or to scam somebody. And that's how life is, unfortunately. We hope those people would come and listen to spirituality and connect themselves to truth and see there's no need for them to take from others, because they're losing out on themselves. So forget about them. Your gift was wonderful, because it came from the best place in you. Your intent was great, because you were trying to help those that you thought was in need. Let's not give a lot of thought to what that person did. You were going to give that money away regardless. And the minute it leaves your hand, it is not yours anymore. You've given it away. You could say, darn it, it got into the wrong hands of that wrong person. But your intent was amazing. And this is how you need to look at it. The scammers will always scam, and there's nothing we can do about it. But if the intent is to give, it's coming from a beautiful place within your heart, and somewhere out there, somebody is thanking you, like right now, for being awesome, and you continue to be awesome. I don't know, maybe you lower it to $1 next time, but the point is, you continue to be awesome because that's what you were planning to do. Thank you very much for that information, Betty. And it's a great story. And I hope there's a lot of people out there who can relate to it, and it's been a part of their experience, as it's been mine. And a lot of people will say, yep, I've been there, been scammed, and you're kind of PO. Well, don't. Your intent was to help, and that didn't change. The goodness that you were given to help those that may have needed your assistant, that part was still taken care of. The scammer, I'm not going to say I hope he got hit by a boss, but, you know, we can all think what we're thinking because they're scamming and that's what they do. And they have to be themselves. Well, thank you for that. We're coming down to the end of the show. I'd like to talk about what I always want to do about meditation and teaching you how to connect to spirituality, teaching you how to get into the source and all that we've talked about today about self-love and loving yourself the most, forgiving those who may have done you wrong. I think it says that in one of the book, forgive us our trespassers as we forgive those who trespass against us. And that is the beautiful way of saying forgive it, forget about it, move on. I know it's hard. You know, we're not going to get you to hop on one foot for the rest of your life when you've got two of them that's working just fine. But what if we could create a luxury car for you to get into and have a nicer way to journey for the rest of your life? And that's what we're suggesting, that forget it, let it go. It's hard to do, but it's better for you to do. And as your time comes to an end on this planet and you will come back in another life, chances are you will be subjected to something else. But in the meantime, this is the journey that you're on, and the now is all we have to react to. So this is what you should be doing in the now. Forgive. Forgive them. They've done the best that they knew how to do. Find it within yourself. Let it go. I was talking to a friend of mine a long time. She's in the West End and in Calgary. And I was telling her about some of the things that happened to me in my life growing up and some of the experiences. And she listened and she listened and she listened. And then eventually she goes, so are you going to carry that with you for the rest of your life? I said, did you hear what I said? And she said, yeah, I heard you. But are you going to carry it with you for the rest of your life? So I have to be very quiet for the first time because she was absolutely right. What's the point? Are we trying to win brownie points by pulling it out every once in a while and dangle it in front of your face? Aha, you did this. Or just let it be what it is and let it go on and move on and realize that my time is being restricted because of the animosity and hate and frustration that I may be holding on to. So let me let it go. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let's spend our time in waking up, everybody. Just wake up to a new reality. Wake up to a new life. Wake up to a new you. Practice your meditation. Practice your exercise. It's a beautiful weather. It's getting nicer up here. Please get out and enjoy it. Make the best of it. Life is short. It is very short. Don't spend too much of your time trying to win other people on your side. Other people's ideas, you want them to put aside and take on yours. No. Wake up, everybody. This is what the show is all about. I want you to wake up. Tap into yourself, tap into what is real for you, tap into your life, look at you, examine you. And the minute you encounter somebody who's not doing what you're doing or going in the journey where you're going, you make a turn. You let it go. Do not try to influence that person to come on your plate because he's got his own journey. She's got her own journey. He, they, them has their own journey. Wake up, everybody. Be the best you that you could be. Be the healthiest you that you could be. Love your life. It is short. It's going to end real soon. Don't be given a lot of attention or time to something that's happened to you in the past. Don't try to beat somebody with somebody else's stick. Work on you. Be kind to you. And be kind to everybody else that's in your path. Practice your meditation. Learn how to remove the anger, the hate, jealousy and all these things. And that's, they're not normal. They are not normal. If they're hanging out with you, they're not normal. It is not natural that you wake up hating people. I mean, every day today, you don't come up here with that cup in your hand and your cup says, yeah, let's pour, you know, let's hate. No, it doesn't say that. It's all love. It's the unity. It's the kindness. It's what connects us together. It's the one common denominator that every single human being has on this planet. Is our connectivity as the same. No one can deny that. Our penny was cut from the same piece of copper. It was printed in a different country. It doesn't change the value. Still a penny. Well, let's not get technical in the value of it. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for coming about. This is Barrington. You're listening to Barrington on the Reality Radio 101. Catch one of the book at the Awaken and Ascension Guide. Aligns you to your true purpose. Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. Until we talk to you folks, have a very, very, very special week. Be kind to everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.